gentle mercy toward us we
with the fruit of my lips, I offer. Come on, stand to your feet. He's worthy to be praised. Come on, let's usher the Holy Spirit in with our choir today.
Amen. Come on, put those hands all over the building as we sing Every Praise. It's truly a good day to be here serving the Lord. And I think we all here. Come on. Come on, let's say all over the building. Building, every praise. For God's been good to you as he's been to me. You should be able to sing this song with a smile on your face. So let's try it again. Come on, here we go. One more time. Every hand. The next part says, sing hallelujah. Feel so much better now.
Praise God. It's going to read us.
As I begin this word of prayer today, I just want to put one thought on your mind. Here we sit.
Yes. Mercy.
Here we sit. The drugs are everywhere.
My Lord, my Lord.
Here we sit, but for the grace of God.
Ah, thank you.
But for his grace and his mercy.
Yeah.
Talk. Thank you that we still got a roof over our head.
Yes.
Thank you that the police didn't have to come to our house last night.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that we got a God who sits high and who looks low.
Thank you.
Thankful, Father. Yes. Other times we never want to always be mindful, not only ourselves, but one another, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
You told us in your word, Father God, that you would give us four things.
Yes.
You would never leave us.
Mm-hmm.
You would never forsake us.
Yes.
You would provide for us. Give us.
Yeah,
cry out the name of Jesus on all their behalf, and the one who can't cry out the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Bless those people over in Ukraine, Father God.
Have mercy, Lord.
Even have mercy on Putin, Father.
Yes,
God.
Lord. Please.
He
God.
May think he's a God, but he can't run with you. Thank you, Father God.
Thus to our scripture, which is found in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter.
All right.
Beginning at verse 1. John, the 14th chapter, the Gospel of John, 14th. Even God, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Come again.
And receive you unto myself,
yes.
That where I am,
where I am.
There ye may be also.
Yes.
And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Verse 6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Hallelujah.
May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. for the good and the edifying of our souls. We will now be blessed by our choir.
Praise.
All you got, right? So everybody, come on, let's stand. Come on. If you can, come on, stand with me. We got to have some fun every now and again in church. No need to come in here stiff, tight. Stay apart. Here we go. Join in with them out here. Come on. I hear y'all. Recruit the choir member. I see about 5 or 6 that's got it. Oh, yeah, yes. Come on. All right, I hear you. Come on. I got about 10 of them out there now. Uh-huh. Just. Oh, I see you. Glory. Let's put everybody together. Here we go.
Speaker of the hour, evangelist Yvonne Vaughn, thank you. Tied tongue there for a moment. And man, we thank you. Welcome you here to our services today. But truly, we come to lift up the name of Jesus because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Praise God. All right, I want to, first of all, thank all of you that was so kind to meet us last Wednesday. This time call each Saturday at 7 p.m. And the reason that I want to challenge you to do it because when people are in trouble, Reverend Kitchen preached that this morning, when Peter was in jail, the church was praying for him. Delivered, and that God will be that evening at 7 p.m. p.m. Praise God. Also want to thank the ushers for such a great program on yesterday evening. Amen. We thank God for them. Our president, Sister Amanda Thornton, amen, and all of the other wonderful.
20th through the 24th. We're looking to have all volunteers that can and will be available. We do need more on our teaching staff. We met this past week, but we're needing more. And we believe that God is going to send what is needed. Amen. And that said, on April the 5th, for the
Bible school with a $500 check. Amen. So we praise God. Praise God. Amen. For the Johnson family and for the blessing that they have giving our church. Amen. If we would take the thought, just a man, don't throw no rocks at me right now. I did say the church. I didn't say the pastor. Amen. Let's get that straight. I don't want to get that twisted. All right, let a mother from 5 to 7 p.m. At the Lake Dunson Robertson Funeral Home, 100 Corporate Plaza Drive, LaGrange, Georgia. And also the homegoing celebration will be on tomorrow, Monday, March 21st, at Auburn Grove Baptist Church, 200 Brown Street, LaGrange. More information. Betts, let's continue praying for her granddaughter that was in a terrible car accident. Amen. Let's lift them in prayer. Sister Ann Lowry, she had to go to emergency this past week for her heart. So let's keep her lifted in prayer. And Evangelist Goodman, let's continue praying for her recovery. Bless you. We good. He's in the hospital also. Amen. So let's keep him lifted in prayer. Thank you so very much. All right. God bless you, Reverend Kitchen. For this choir as they come. Amen. After they have sang, the next voice you will hear would be that of Evangelist Yvonne Vaughn. Amen. Hallelujah. Want to hear me do that?
God bless you all this morning. It sure is glad to be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
One more time. It's all a mess. Give an honor to God. My pastor.
God bless you. Bless you.
Sister Steed, the first family.
Bless you.
The deacons, deaconess, fans.
Amen.
That I'm going to run on.
Run on.
To the end.
Yeah.
Until I see my Jesus.
Come on now.
Face to face.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. After 14 it one more time. Amen.
All right.
Amen. John 14, 1 through 6. Mm-hmm. Let not your heart be troubled. Also, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Yeah.
That where I am, there you may be also.
Yes.
And whether I go, you know, and the way you know.
All right.
Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Verse 6. And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen.
God.
You may
God.
Be seated
Praise
in
God.
The presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is a great consoler. Holy Spirit, the Comforter. He assures them with the promise of a heavenly home. He guarantees them that he's coming back for them to be with him forevermore. Now, and let not your heart be troubled. We can see Jesus even at the end of his ministry, his earthly ministry. He is maximizing every moment. Lepers. Jesus said the sickness, he said this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. And we will see later on how he calls. Is Jesus the Son of the living God? We have a high priest who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. He was tempted in every way that we are, but he did not sin. He will come kindness God and fully man at the same time. He didn't forget about you and me. Just days and hours before the cross, he had to support the disciples emotionally. To come from their wins. When I take my focus off of me and help somebody else, I forget about my troubles. Amen. I'm not minimizing pain because pain is painful. It's thanks we might be a testimony to someone else. Believers must call upon the helper. We must call upon God in that time of need. The Holy Spirit is given by God. As in 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 5. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Father who is compassionate. He is sympathetic and the God who gives comfort. He comforts much comfort. This was a blow to the heart of the disciples. A blow to the heart of any kind can upset the momentum of our faith. It can cause us, instead of walking by faith, by sight, people have to have a companion animal with them. When they fly, when they come outside, when they go to the grocery store, when they go to the doctor. I was at the doctor on Tuesday, and this lady came in. Forsake us. We must trust God. Who have saved us. And if he saved us, we ought to trust him no matter what we go through. He's a faithful God. But some priests are faith. Luke 17 and 5. Sometimes we need a faith charge. We need some encouraging words, even from each other. Christ is sending us to come the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is a shield around us, and He's the lifter of our head. We are connected to the Father, which art in gives us weather. Yet none of you ask me, where am I going? But because I've told you this, you're filled with sadness. However, I'm telling you the truth. It is that I'm going for the comfort to help and comfort us through times that we don't understand. The why me, Lord, moments of our lives. The Lord secures every born again believer with an unmovable posture of this. In the promise prepared a special place for you and me. How many of you know that heaven is real? It is a prepared place for God's prepared people. I won't speculate. I just of a body conjured up a product of what they think heaven might look like. They say, oh, I can't wait to get to the pie in the sky. But that's not what I read in his word. He said, in my house, many mansions. There is many. My fossil of life will be no more. There is constant love. There is no more death, no more crying, no more pain, no more mortgage payments, no more car. Joy of the hope and consolation that we have in Jesus the Christ. We are in such a time as this moment where new hope is welcome and appreciated. We need a friend. Nor the, we are the children of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just as Jesus ascended up to heaven, the Spirit of God, it was the birth of the church. It was the filling of every believer in Christ Jesus. It was the presence and power of God coming upon his sons and upon his daughters. And if we promise not fickle, in John 14 and 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Romans tell us in Romans 4 and 21, and being fully persuaded that also today. If it wasn't I would have quit a long time ago. I don't know about you. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me where I am. So I'm going to continue to run until I've been through the storm and I've been through the rain, but it wasn't enough for me to throw in the towel and it wasn't enough to make me quit. I faced opposition. I've been rejected. So God was before him. Death couldn't stop him. The grave couldn't hold him. The devil couldn't detain him. Not even the cross was enough to make him quit. Jesus, him on his word early. I said early Sunday morning. He rose from the grave. The grave couldn't keep him. Death couldn't hold him. But he's up to you, Jesus. But with this, watch ourselves too. We got to make sure instead of being attached to the world, that we are anchored in the Lord. That we are fixed in Jesus. That we have our mind on things above and not our home. And two, the Bible tells us in Philippians 3 and 20, our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a get to Philip in the picture too. And he said, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I am the truth. Let me, the Father is, amen. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 4 and 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name. Buddhism can't save you. Your money can't save you. Your name can't save you. Your address won't save you. Your title won't save you.
Praise God. What a message. What a message. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Get to the while you have. This is the right time right now, and just come. Come on. Make up your mind. I found out he'll make, yeah, your life. How many believe today he'll take care of you? God will of you. Just come, come. Come to Jesus. Oh, why? Why you have today? Maybe those who are listening in want to accept Christ as your personal Savior. I'm going to give you an opportunity. All you got to do is pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Please, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Take me and own me. Thank you, Jesus. Now stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in. We prepare our altar call today. And as he's praying, if you're able, by faith. If some of you sit, you can sit on the front of your hands. If we exercise our faith, he says, if you ask anything in my name and believe it, it shall do you. God's already worked.
Let the words of my mouth,
yes,
and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord.
Mala.
My Redeemer.
Yes.
Father, know, thank you for all that you've done.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for all that you're doing.